The week began with hope and joy. The streets of Jerusalem were filled with people waving palms and shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" But behind the scenes, a dark conspiracy had come together to silence the very one whom the crowds had been praising. On Thursday evening, Jesus met with his closest disciples to celebrate the Passover feast. He revealed that he was the sacrificial lamb whose body would be broken and blood poured out to redeem the world.
Let not your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Very soon I'll go away. I must go away. So take this bread. Remember me.
This is for you. My body will be broken. This is for you. My blood will be spilled. But I give it willingly, so that you eternally might live.
Let not your hearts be troubled, for I bear this cup all for you to show my love. I give my love. So take this bread and remember me. Remember.
After they had sung a hymn, Jesus asked his inner circle to pray with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Suddenly, an armed crowd appeared, sent by the chief priests and elders. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, betrayed Jesus with a kiss. Christ surrendered willingly, and his disciples fled. They took Jesus to stand trial before the Sanhedrin, who sent him to Pilate, who sent him to Herod, who sent him back to Pilate, who granted their request to have Jesus flogged and crucified. Bearing his own cross, Christ staggered up the road to Calvary.
It was part of God's eternal plan. A Savior who would come to live and die as one of us. Death's battle to be won. His light pierced through the dark and with passion in his heart. He went the way of sacrifice, walked the road to Calvary. He showed us what it meant to give up everything for love. The reason he was sent, it took his death to see what life could truly be. He went the way of sacrifice, walked the road to Calvary. He went the way that proved his love, giving all for you and me. He went the way that no one dared, no one else could pay the price. He went the way that was his life, the way of sacrifice. Walked the road to Calvary. He went the way that proved his love, giving all for you and me. He went the way that no one dared, no one else could pay the price. He went the way that was his life, the way of sacrifice.
Jesus cried out with a loud voice, bearing the sins of the whole world as he died. As the sun set on Friday, his body was taken from the cross and laid in a borrowed tomb.
Crucified.
As Sunday morning dawned, women went to the tomb with spices to finish preparing Jesus' body for burial. To their astonishment, the heavy stone that sealed the tomb had been rolled away. An angel clad in white asked, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. Go tell his followers that he is risen just as he said." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we celebrate your resurrection today. We praise you as God's Son, born as a baby to die for humanity. You rose again to prove that you are the Lord of life. So we worship you as Savior and King, now and forever. Amen.